Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the undisputed, gotta drink to that, champion of the world, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
3, 2, 1. Live. Action.
Action, and that's what we're all about. This is a special edition, folks. Special Sunday morning football.
Church service. Church service
edition. Oh, man, don't bring it up.
Mr. National, you skip a church.
Right, don't bring it up. We should be at church or coming from church on our way. But, folks, we're going to get our church on at another time. The church, this gospel is going to be the Mr. National Podcast, and thanks for joining. P-Double, how you doing, big guy?
Feeling good. I'm a morning person, so here we are.
Oh, awesome. Me too. We both early risers. And as we're doing the podcast, I'm getting a phone call from Kenny King. I can't take it, though. Kenny King.
Next level, Kenny.
Next level, Kenny King. We'll call him back. Kenny kind of shy. He might not want to be on the podcast. You know, if that was Brian Phillips or the Hulk Jim Davis, you know, they would be like, get me
just,
on.
Yeah,
you
just know? Turn it on. Put me on speaker. I got things to say.
Oh, yeah, they are made for podcasts and radio and stuff. They have faces for radio too. Talking about faces, Pito, movies. You know, the weekend is just about over. Big movie.
The big movie that came up was
Will Smith, Gemini Man.
Gemini Man. Apparently, I just saw something about how they're not. It's an Ang Lee movie, which Ang Lee has made some trippy movies, and he's the director.
Gemini Man.
Yeah, but apparently they're not playing it the way that he. They're not displaying it the way that he intended, and so I don't know. It looks pretty good to me. I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Oh yeah, I might have to check that out. I mean, Will Smith. I mean, the guy's from Philly, my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
He was a rapper, you know. And it's kind of crazy to see him.
His parents just don't understand.
That wasn't
very good rap in my book. I'm just gonna.
I don't really like him too much as a rapper.
He was the first one to get a Grammy in my rap music.
He was not about that. He was not about no cursing. He was friendly. He was like, you know, when rap was going to the left and parents were like, you know, you're not listening. Will Smith, the Fresh Prince back then.
Yeah.
He was safe.
Right. A bunch of parents went out and bought the cassette for their kids. Here, listen to this.
For the kids. Listen to this.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And he had the crossover, P-Double. He had the crossover success. Right. You know, most rappers just had a black audience, you know. Mm-hmm. But Will Smith, the Fresh Prince, he crossed over into, you know, white, everything. Asian. Everybody loved him. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was, like you said, he was safe. He was safe. But to see him become one of the top box office draws is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And this guy has been in a movie where he was, it was just him and a dog for most of the movie. I Am Legend.
Yeah.
He had to act, you know, I mean, it was just him and a dog for 90% of the movie. You know, that's pretty good acting. You know what I mean? And now he's in a movie playing him, he got to act twice. He's his younger self, and then he's his current self. So, kudos to that dude, man. Kudos.
Yeah, here's Will Smith.
Talking about killers, he looks like an assassin fighting his younger assassin self.
Mm-hmm.
I was just watching a movie on pay-per-view, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Female assassin chick.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, model. / assassin, you know what I mean?
That's real.
Wielding a gun.
That always happens.
That's real. Yeah, oh yeah, every time, you know. You know
Kim Kardashian's got this whole other life, man.
No, listen, listen, Peter, what they say. In Paris, one out of every 7 runway models is an assassin.
What did they do, a survey? A survey on that?
Yeah, a survey. I just did it. So every 7 model that walks down there, she's an assassin. You know what I mean?
Wow.
These chicks are like 110 pounds.
The movie's good.
Look, I don't. Well, yeah, I mean, you think you're getting ready to. That's how they get you. You think you're ready to get it in.
Yeah.
Seduce you. Yeah, that's the easy part, okay? Or they come out of the bathroom. I mean, you got to see the movie. A lot of it was her coming out of the bathroom. She's saying she'll be right back. Come out with a silencer on her gun. Beep, 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 beep. Boom, done.
Right. John's dead.
Believable.
Right.
But let's go to the other movie with Charlize Theron. And,
what was the name of that movie? Electric something or?
No, it ain't Electric.
I know what you, now I'm going to have to look it up. Hold on.
But yeah, you got to look it up. I'll keep talking. That's what I do on the podcast. Welcome again. Thanks for joining us on the Sunday edition of the Mr. National Podcast with P-Double. Okay, Charlize Theron, she's in this movie. It's all built around the fall of the Berlin Wall. Atomic Blonde. There you go. Yeah. You were like Electric, but Atomic Blonde. Charlize Theron, let's give her like $1.20 or something like that. Now, people, you got to see both of those movies. Anna and Atomic Bomb are very good. I'm a big fan of those female assassin movies, even though I don't really believe in that much of them.
Mm-hmm.
Kill Bill, Uma Thurman.
Right.
Proud,
she's got a samurai. Uma Thurman might be able to take me. She might be able to take me.
Right.
She might get a little scratch here or there.
She's not taking too many punches. But in Atomic Bomb, folks, please go see this movie. The stairway scene was phenomenal. It was action-packed, but here's this 125-pound chick kicking and punching these 280-pound bruisers, right? You know, they were taking it. They were getting up. But here's the part that gets me, Pito. You're a 270-pound man, and you haul off with a haymaker and connect on the chin of a 125-pound woman. And she gets back up and then kicks you in the paws.
You're a 270-pound pussy.
Right. You connect and she just turns her head back and just rubs her chin like, okay, now my turn. Like, get the hell out of here. Look, Anna was good. I saw the Joker. I don't know if we talked about that in the last podcast, but the Joker was good. I liked it.
Was it good?
Yeah. It was.
Was Batman in it at all?
As a young boy. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to tell the movie.
Okay.
He was in it as a young boy. Yeah, no spoilers here. You will not get spoilers on the Mr. National Podcast. We ain't about that life. We're not spoiling anything. But no, it was. Last show, we did the show on Mental Health Day, Awareness Day, and
the Joker was all about that.
Oh my goodness, man! It's a sad movie. It's a sad, dark movie.
Mm.
Not that much action, a lot of drama. You just see a man's that's being bullied and disregarded and just, you know, basically shitted on by life and the world, how he just, you know, with the mental issues, it just spiraled out of control, and he just lost it.
Turned into the Joker.
It just turned bad. I mean, it's bullying.
Right.
I mean, I almost want to say, the Columbine thing. I mean, those kids that did that, they said they were being bullied. Those kids probably had mental issues,
The shootings like that, like Columbine and stuff, usually happen in sort of real affluent, not very diverse communities. Like, you know, you go to like the inner city or an urban environment, and you think, oh, it's a tough school, and, you know, the education there. Nah, nah, nah. But the big shootings like that, they don't happen there because the students they're accustomed to diversity and people being different. But you come out to some affluent suburban community where you know everybody's Brock from the football team, and you get some kid that's sort of outcast and different, and he gets gets bullied, and then he snaps and becomes a shooter.
That's it. That's the Joker movie, basically. I mean, the kid, I think it was an Asian kid that shot up Virginia Tech, I think, not too long ago. Yeah, it's crazy. Mass shootings, they call it.
Yeah.
I mean,
bananas.
It's bad. I mean, seems like it's turned to be either bullying or now it's with a lot of people blame it on Trump that is
as much as I dislike Trump, I don't blame him for that. I mean, yeah, he kind of stokes the flames and everything, but come on, man, it's you can't blame somebody. That's like blaming blaming rap music for you being a drug dealer or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're a drug dealer. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Well, that's what
Lil Wayne didn't make you a drug dealer. You know what I mean?
So you by no stretch of the imagination are a Trump supporter, but you are not going to blame him for the guy shooting up the church or
the guy in El Paso that wrote it. I think it was in Dayton or somewhere, but he wrote it. He said Trump, this and Trump that and da da da, and white nationalists and blah blah blah.
Right. No, not
know.
Trump.
Come on, man. That's a slippery slope.
That's a slippery slope. I like it. What's that saying, P-Double? That's a broad brush. That's a broad stroke.
right. I mean, we got enough to blame Trump for. He doesn't need that.
Okay,
while
we're on Trump, listen, and we're going to make sports, we're going to get into sports now, and we still, what happened, because I don't watch the news, everybody knows Mr. National is not a news guy, folks, just ain't got the time, don't want to be brought down.
Right,
okay?
Right. Good
but
man.
Then when,
good
when,
man.
When,
Keep
when,
it
when,
up. Love and life.
But when the news goes into sports, now something with the sport, maybe you can enlighten me on it, right on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Something with China and the NBA and Trump or something's happening. Something.
I don't know how Trump plays into this, but what's going on is, so Hong Kong.
Hold on. I got a drum roll. We got breaking news from P-Double. What
the
is
the rest
happening?
Of the story, right?
This is our section that's called WTF. Like, WTF is going on.
This is what I know about it, which I didn't bother looking too much into this one. So Hong Kong used to be a British colony, but it's basically part of China. So, but the British, over the past several decades, have been relinquishing their colonies back to, they're a collapsing empire or whatever. So anyway, Hong Kong has for a long time been its own country. Well, China just took over Hong Kong, and they have this idea that, China's going to be it's going to be part of China, but they're going to allow it to continue its own government. China is starting to exert its power over Hong Kong. So now they're having protests in Hong Kong. I mean, people have been, really seriously protesting. Like, out in the streets every day for the last 6 months or something crazy like that.
Wow. Right?
So China doesn't take too kindly to that because they have a pretty authoritarian government. So anyway, is it the owner, the general manager of the Houston Rockets? Tweeted some support for the Hong Kong protesters, saying something supportive to them. But the Chinese government didn't like that too much, so they canceled some broadcasts of NBA
Air games?
Preseason
oh,
games
okay.
in China.
Right.
They're playing the games in China. And NBA, the NBA has more Chinese fans than it does American fans.
Mm.
Can you believe that? That's amazing. That's how many Chinese people are out there, man. So it's an American game. There's more Chinese fans.
If you want to do a podcast, you get Pete up. He just dropped a gem on you.
And 1 in 7 models are an assassin. No, I'm not making this up, man. So anyway, I think the commissioner of the NBA, who's a creepy-looking dude, Adam Silver or something.
Adam Silver.
He's a creepy-looking dude. He looks like an alien or something, but he's dope. So
he is.
He said, hey, man, so what, China? Then fine. This is a free country. We have free speech, and you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We're not just going to chase the money. Some things are just, is what
right.
it is. So anyway, that's it. So
wow,
good for the guy. Good for the guy who's from Houston. I can't remember his name, Bagley or something like that. But you know, hey, just keep it around.
Well, I don't understand. Well,
I don't know how Trump got into it, but Trump's into everything. You know, whenever there's anything on Twitter, he doesn't have anything to add. That's intelligent. I can believe that.
Oh, shots fired at Trump. I gotta get Trump on this podcast.
He'd probably come on. Maybe you can give him the black vote. Come and get the black vote. Because he tried to call up 50 Cent. Help him give him money to get the black vote. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You know,
here's the thing. Steve Kerr is the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, and
right.
he's like a big Trump. They always say on Twitter he always criticizes something that Trump does, blah blah blah.
Right.
And then they asked him about the protests or whatever this thing was going on, and he was like, "I have no comment," you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he went on, "Yeah, no comment on it," you know. And they was like, "Oh, well, now he's over there, you know, he's protecting his pocket or whatever,
Right.
You got something about Trump every time, but this you got no comment. Then another time they got him on a podium and asked him about it, and he you got to check it out. Maybe
I didn't know about that part. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you got
Kerr's pretty outspoken about things. You know, he's
he didn't have nothing to say. So it's on Twitter. It's got the
interesting thing is the guy from Houston is sort of like a Moneyball type guy. He's only like 34 years old, and he made a name for himself in Boston by doing some sports analytics, you know, like he was looking at the game, and like guys like Charles Barkley would say, you know, who is this dude? He's never even played basketball. He doesn't know what he's talking about, but he breaks it down by the numbers, you know, and so he's done real well for himself in Houston. Who has never been in the finals, but they've had a pretty good run. They've had a pretty good team recently. And Houston's put together a good record every year with not the best, you know, talent. So, I mean, James Harden is a baller, but, but
he's a baller. And they got Russell Westbrook.
But now they've put them together with Westbrook, and I don't know if that puts them in the championship, but they're contenders.
No.
They're contenders.
Yeah, I just don't like that coach, Mike
D'Antonio.
Yeah, D'Antoni.
Yeah,
I just don't think his style is championship worthy.
Well, that's the rub right there. Is that style is based on these analytics, like you know, mm-hmm. like taking a 20-foot shot. What is a 3-pointer? Is it like a 21-footer?
21 and a half or something like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Back up, take the 3-pointer. Don't take a 18-footer. Just don't take that shot.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
The game in the paint is not. You'll see guys get the ball in the paint where you know they
would
do a baby hook. Nope, there's a guy behind the three wide open.
Yeah.
Shoot it to him. You know, dish it to him so that he can shoot that three because three. Yeah,
that's
is better
the
than
analytics.
Two.
That's the analytics. Yeah.
Put
up as many shots fast. That's Mike's thing.
Yeah,
put them up quick.
Right.
You get more possessions with the ball.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it ain't one. You know what I mean? Ball movement.
Defense
wins
championships.
That's it. And I think that's in all the sports.
Right.
Even in baseball, where my Cardinals are down 0-2 to the Washington Nationals. That's crazy. I was actually looking at tickets at Washington. Games 1 and 2 was in St. Louis. Games 3 and 4 was in Washington. I was looking at a ticket. It was $170 for the ticket. And that was just standing room only. I was like, whoa. That was games 3 or 4, right? So I'm like, I ain't doing that. I ain't getting it now because we look like the Cardinals ready to get swept, you know? They'll pay $200 and then watch my team lose, get swept. Unbelievable. As we are doing this podcast in London, the Panthers and the Bucks are on right now.
Right.
We don't have.
Who did you take in the picks, by the way? Panthers.
That's what I was looking at. I think I took Tampa, which was. I'm not feeling good about my picks, P-Dub.
Oh, really? I'm going 14-0 this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked, and me and Smokey have all the same picks, so.
Wow. If me and you have a lot of picks, we both have New England. Oh, we both have Tampa. We both have Seattle. We both have Kansas City. I have Washington. You have Miami. That's like the number one draft pick game right there.
That's a tough
Washington
game.
Washington versus Miami. I mean, that really, is tough.
Because they get Washington's got a new coach now. And usually two teams will come
I picked Minnesota, and you got Philly. I thought I picked Philadelphia. I don't know why I didn't
you
pick
wanna
Philly.
You want to switch it?
No. I'm going to stay. We both got New Orleans. We both got Baltimore. We both got the Niners. I took Atlanta. You took Arizona. Mm. I took Tennessee. You took Denver. We both took Dallas. We both took the Chargers. We both took the Packers. People might say, why are they just doing their picks? Oh, because of their podcast, Mr. National Podcast and P-Double? No, because we are 1 and 2
right.
in the rankings.
And
so
how many games behind am I? Am I one game behind you?
No, you're three.
Three. Three games is not easy to make up in this contest. I'm going to let you know right now. Three games is some daylight. Three games is some distance, man. Because how many picks have we got different this week? We got, what, 3 or 4 picks different this week?
3 or 4 different. Right, could change right there, okay?
Right.
And B-Double's in second, folks, but he's also in a top of second with Roger Fisher of the GBN. Mm-hmm. Which is Gridiron Buzz Network, the dopest electric programming out there, okay? And then we got my original sidekick, Smokestack, is to tie what you got. Smokestack, okay? I got to get with Smokestack. We got to do another show. We got to get – Pete always said, you got to get your Facebook back up, and you got to get the stack with that show going. That was the root. That was the
Genesis.
Seed planet.
Yeah.
The Genesis, that's it. The Genesis for Gridiron Buzz Network, for arcade games, for the Mr. National Podcast. So we got to get back to our roots, okay?
Yeah, You kind of like, the coaching trees. You know how, Bill Parcells had all his disciples or whatever go out.
Yeah, right. You know, oh, man, there was a
Tom
bunch
Landry
of them.
And, Bill Walsh was a big one.
Yeah, he was. He came from, I think, Paul Brown. I think that's where he came from.
Yeah,
I think
all those guys came from somewhere, you know. But all the big legends, you know, like Bill Walsh and Don Shula and back.
Andy Reid has a nice tree going, you know.
Right,
all the guys
now,
that,
right? Yeah, now it's like Andy Reid.
So,
right? Yeah, with Sean.
Yeah, Andy Reid and Belichick. So
yeah.
It feels good to be the seed, the Jen. I mean, I ain't got no money. I still don't have my walk-in closet, but you know, it's fun. You know, I'm working on it. That's it. I'm working on it. Working on that. Working on my health, P-Double. Trying to hit the gym, do my little 3-mile walk. You know, every now and then. So, want to tell everybody stay healthy.
Eat well, live
stay
well.
Healthy, man. Love life. That's it.
Get your sleep.
We got to get that. Yeah, get your sleep. I didn't get enough last night. I was out at the cigar lounge.
Mr. National, burning the candle on both ends.
Both ends.
Up late and up early.
I was up at 6 o'clock, walking around the schoolyard. like a mugger probably. I was like, good thing no cop rode by. Anybody handcuffed me and put me in the concrete. Yeah, up early. That's it. So, we gotta get ready for these games, P Double.
Yeah.
When is the next magazine coming out? When is the next?
I've been up since 6 a.m. today as well, working on it. So November edition of Crack and Plastic.
There we go. We got to give you a plug right there, Crack and Plastic.
If you want to find out how to get a copy of Crack and Plastic, go to www.crackandplastic.com. That's cracking.
There you
go. No G, just cracking plastic. No follow G. us on Facebook.
And that's also you could sign up with Gridiron Buzz Network and get the swag pack.
Yeah, Patreon. Yeah, yep. Support Gridiron Buzz Network with some green and they
some
will
green bags.
That's another way to get cracking plastic is to get through there. There's a link to cracking plastic on the Tudor website. If you go to
Tudor Games, I heard.
There's also a link to the Mr. National podcast.
On the Tudor Games?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Stop it.
This is driving traffic. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I was going to say there's a link to Gridiron Buzz Network from the Stack with Nat Show website page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There you go. Yeah.
And Gridiron Buzz, during their telecast, has the Mr. National Red Zone.
Right.
So it's all like one big circle jerk. That's what we say, construction.
Yep.
It's an orgy of electric football love, okay? One man.
I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable right now.
Hey, you gotta feel comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah, there's a great line from I think it was Reservoir Dogs when they just came up with a plan to rob the bank. No, uh-huh. It was a Pulp Fiction where they just came up with a plan to clean the guy's brains out of the inside of the car. And Harvey Keitel's character says, "Now, before we all start jerking each other off."
Right. I love that movie, Pulp Fiction. I am a movie guy.
That's my favorite. That's probably my favorite movie of all time is Pulp Fiction.
Wow, Pulp Fiction. It was 1994 when it came out.
Right.
And I thought it should have won Movie of the Year, but they gave it to Forrest Gump.
Right. Which, you know, can't argue with that.
Well, I could because I thought Pulp Fiction was the bomb. I love that movie. I love the part when Travolta and Uma Thurman's dancing at the burger spot. The dance moves.
I mean, there's so many lines. Like $5. That better be a good fucking shake.
Yeah. And the other guy, what was it, Eric Schultz, when he brings Uma Thurman off, OD.
Yeah.
Don't bring an OD chick to my house.
Yeah.
They put the Sharpie on her heart, and then you got to stab it through the chest plate. Yeah. This is true.
Yeah.
That movie was great. I love it.
Yeah, look it up on the internet and Google it or whatever, the Pulp Fiction screenplay, and you can just read it. I mean, that thing's a masterpiece. Like, not even watching the movie, just read the screenplay, and you'll just sit there and crack up, you know.
Dude, like, Samuel L. Jackson was just class.
Yeah, and like
Bruce Willis.
And probably my favorite movie scene ever is when they come into the house, and he's like, "This is some really good coffee, Jimmy." And he's like, "I know it's good coffee, because I buy it. Bonnie buys the shit from the store, but when I go to coffee, I get the good stuff, the gourmet." but we're not really talking about the coffee now, are we, Jules?
I like the restaurant part, which was actually the end of the movie,
right?
But kind of the middle of the movie,
because
it jumped all back. When it's like, "Honey Bunny, honey, tell Honey Bunny everything's gonna be all right." They got guns.
Yeah.
That part, they came
Honey
in
Bunny was
the
a
restaurant,
crazy
the
bitch.
Diner part. I love that.
Honey Bunny was a crazy bitch, wasn't she?
Yes, yeah, she was. Honey Bunny.
Yeah.
Easy, Honey Bunny. He's like, "Now reach in there and get my wallet." He was like, "Which one is your wallet?" "The one that says bad motherfucker on it."
So you want to know about that? He actually, that wasn't part of the script. That wasn't part of the screenplay.
No.
He actually, Samuel Jackson actually had a wallet that said "bad motherfucker" on it, and so they wrote it into the screenplay. Goodness. Yeah, he wrote it into the screenplay.
Awesome. That's it. P Double. I love this man, okay? And I feel comfortable on the podcast saying that. This man dropping gems. He's like, I don't know who's the best point guard in the NBA now. I mean, you could say.
I'm like Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes. Oh, yeah, the Jazz Court. You dropping dimes this morning. I think we might have to change the show time to Sunday morning. You are dropping gems, baby. I
told you I'm a morning person.
I see. I can't top that gem right there.
Last thing about movies. Probably, I don't know, man. Django Unchained. Have you seen that one?
Oh yeah, that was good. I thought the partner, the white dude, was awesome. I never even saw that act.
King Schultz.
He was great. He was awesome. I liked that. That was great. Was that Quentin Tarantino
too? Quentin Tarantino. Yeah.
Unchained was good, Django. But yeah, that was good. He came back. That was a good one. You right. Quentin Tarantino.
He's done a lot of movies. Some of them are good. Some of them are not.
The Cowboy one. The Cowboy one was pretty good.
The Hateful
Eight. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I mean that was okay. That to me was okay.
Yeah, that was. It had a little twist in it. But way up Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, way up there in my mind.
Right.
He hasn't done anything close to me. He didn't do Usual Suspects, right?
No, that's a great movie, man. That's in my top five for sure.
He didn't do that one. No. Yeah, he's a good guy. I like him. I also like the other guy, M. Night Shyamalan, who always injects himself into his movies, too.
Yeah.
Signs with Mel Gibson. Great movie. Loved it. Well, we can do another show, another podcast on movies alone, and that's something we got to jot down because Mr. National is a movie guy. Because, hey, Peter, when you don't watch the news, you don't watch TV shows, you don't watch nothing but sports and movies. So there's a lot of movies I could talk about.
Right. That's awesome. We could just make a whole new podcast. I think we're ready to call in Kit, P-Double. Oh yeah. We gotta get to the TV and watch some of these games today.
We went through our picks.
Good luck to everybody.
That's right.
Keep your chin up, buddy. Keep your chin up.
Houston, keep trying, little guy. Keep trying. You'll get there. This is the Mr. National podcast, and I'm out of here.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnationshow.com.